Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. And today, we're going to be talking about experiencing grace. If there's anything that I want to get across this week is that we should have no sin conscience, but Jesus removed our sin conscience. Now, I want you to understand something today. Jesus took your sins, and now you're living in Christ. You live and you move and you have your being in Him. For you to be a sinner now, Jesus would have to be a sinner. Because when God looks down, according to Colossians chapter 3, that when He looks down, He sees us in Christ. So when God looks down, He only sees Christ. He doesn't see us in our dirtiness, in our wickedness, in our darkness. He only sees us in Christ. Now, I want to go to Hebrews chapter 10, 1 through 4. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with this same sacrifice, which they offered continually year by year, make those who approach perfect. In other words, they can never be made perfect by the blood of bulls and goats on a yearly basis. For then would they have not ceased to be offered. For the worshippers, once purified, would have had no more consciousness of sins. But in those sacrifices, there is a reminder of sins every year, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and the blood of goats could take away the sins of the world. But now you remember what John said. John said in John 1:29, the next day John saw Jesus coming toward him, and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." So bulls and goats couldn't take away the sin of the world, and they brought them every year. They had an acknowledgement of sin every year. But you and I, the blood of bulls and goats could not take away, but the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, is going to take away the sins of the world. Now, 1 John chapter 3, verse 5, and you know that He was manifested to do what? To take away our sins. And in Him, there is no sin. But the blood of bulls and goats could never take away the sins of the world. But Jesus, through His marvelous grace, took the sins of the world, went to the cross, took our sins, exchanged our sins. He took our sins, and we took His righteousness. You know, 2 Corinthians 5:21 explains that. For Him who knew no sin became sin, that you and I might become the righteousness of God. They still had a sin conscience each year because of the blood of bulls and goats. And every year they would go to the priest. The priest would purify him himself, but they could never be made perfect. They could just get their sins covered for a year. Now, under the new covenant, you and our sins are removed forever, and we're completely forever cleansed. You know, if you go down to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14 in the Amplified, it'll help you understand this. For by a single offering, He has forever completely cleansed and perfected those who are consecrated and made holy. Now, I like that text. It said, but by one single offering, He has forever completely cleansed, not covered, but cleansed. It's the same word in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. The word cleansed means a continuous action. He's continuously cleansing our sin even before we do them, and perfected those who are consecrated. So He's made us perfect. That's why the Bible said, Jesus said, "Be ye perfect, for I am perfect." And we understand now that with one offering, He has forever completely cleansed and perfected those who are consecrated and made holy. So He's made us perfected now. We don't have to worry about our sins. We don't have to be sin conscious. We don't have to think about our sins. We don't have to, you know, but the church is going back to the altar every week and confessing their sins over and over and over and over. And that's a sin consciousness. God wants our sins has been removed as far as the east is the west to be remembered no more. He don't even know what you're talking about when you're coming to Him and confessing your sins, because He removed your past, your present, and your future. And I hear people say, "Well, Pastor, I understand that when once we got saved, all of our sins from that point back were saved, but how about our future sins?" Well, when Jesus died on the cross, all of your sins were in the future. 2,000 years ago, when Jesus died on the cross, all of your sins were in the future because you didn't have any sins in the past. And the only time, listen to me, if the enemy can keep you busy with his past, it's because he don't have anything in your future. And so if we understood that we're righteous and whole and upright, that we have the ability to stand in the presence of the Father without any condemnation or guilt or inferiority. Matter of fact, we could even stand in the presence of a devil without any sin, condemnation, inferiority. The devil wants to be the accuser of the brethren, but there's no sin in us. us. There's no accusations in us. There's no condemnation in us, because Romans 8:1 said that those that are in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Now, that's a wonderful thing to know, that there's no condemnation in us because we're in Christ Jesus, and that we're blessed in every area of our life. And when we understand that, when we can take that and know that, the blood of bulls and goats could never take away the sin of the world, but Jesus and His marvelous grace could take away the sins of the world, and the Lamb of God. So when Jesus brought the Lamb to God, He examined the old covenant. They would examine the Lamb. If the Lamb was good, they never examined the people. When they brought Jesus, the Lamb of God, to the Father, He examined the Lamb. The Lamb was perfect, and because the Lamb was perfect, you and I was made accepted in the Beloved. I want you to understand something. The only way that you're never accepted before the Lord is when Jesus is no longer accepted. It isn't about your performance. It ain't about what you do right or wrong. It's about what Jesus did on the cross and the finished work. And when you can come to grips with that, when Jesus is no longer accepted, I'm no longer accepted. As long as Jesus is accepted, then I'm accepted. And Jesus is the one sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercessions for you and me. And He's always standing before Him saying, you know what, I got this, I got this, I got this. So He's continuously cleansing us and making us whole. That cause why? Because all of our sins has been taken away. We don't have any more. They've been removed as far as the east is from the west, to be remembered no more. That's the beauty of grace.